WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Michigan, polls will close in a few hours with voters casting ballots in both the GOP and Democratic presidential races. Former President Trump is leading against rival Nikki Haley. ABC's Zoreen Shaw says some voters in the Detroit area, some who are Muslim and Arab, say they plan to vote uncommitted to send a message to President Biden over the Israel-Hamas war and impact on Gaza.
So why are they upset? Well, they want a ceasefire. That's what they want the president to call for, the people who are voting uncommitted. And they also want to see fewer deaths and injuries.
A White House meeting earlier today wrapped up between President Biden and congressional leaders, trying to iron out details on a spending bill with just days to go before a Friday government shutdown deadline. House Speaker Mike Johnson called those talks productive. Americans are not as confident about the economy this month compared to January. The Consumer Confidence Index dipped due to concerns over inflation and the presidential races. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Sauk County Sheriff's Office is warning of a scam in the community. Officials put out a Facebook post explaining that people are getting calls from someone claiming to be a sergeant or lieutenant from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The scammer says the person they called has warrants out for their arrest and needs to make payments. The Sheriff's Office reminded people that they would never call a citizen and attempt to take warrant payments over the phone. If you get a call like this, you're advised to hang up and report it to the Sauk County Dispatch Center at 608-356-4895. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some rain showers this evening, snow showers overnight, and windy. Gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour. Low mid-teens, wind chill to 5 below. Sun's back, but colder and breezy tomorrow. High mid-20s. Sunny, breezy, and much warmer Thursday. High mid-40s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 68.
99.7.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand.
Just fall apart. Baby, we Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining you on Tuesday night. It does not feel like February out there. We were in the 70s today and we're getting snow tonight. Oh my, oh my. Here's Hall Notes on Max FM.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7 Max FM.
Enough. you by some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
The new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
80s, 90s, and more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Tuesday night. This weekend, the PHP Brat Fry fundraiser is back on Saturday, March 2nd. It'll be held at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street, here in Baraboo, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will benefit PHP's Easter Adopt-A-Family program. The menu includes pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Your purchase will help fund PHP's Easter Adopt-A-Family program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter. They thank you for your support. For more information about the Easter Adopt-A-Family program, go over to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by John Mellencamp on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball, with the Wisconsin Badgers back in action tonight, going on the road to take on Indiana. The Badgers right now sitting in a third-place tie in the Big Ten Conference, looking for a double bye for the upcoming Big Ten Tournament. Wisconsin handled the Hoosiers 91-79 back last month. Tip-off tonight from the Assembly Hall set for 6 o'clock. The 5th-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles back into the top 5, back in action tomorrow night, playing host to Providence. In the Horizon League tomorrow night, Wisconsin-Milwaukee goes on the road to IUPUI, while Wisconsin-Green Bay travels to Cleveland State. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks tonight will look for a third straight victory, playing host to the Charlotte Hornets. Tip-off from Fiserv Forum tonight, set for 7 o'clock. Major League Baseball spring training, the Milwaukee Brewers in action this afternoon, taking on the LA Angels. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Jackie's his back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there, Diane, you gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. As long as you can.
Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us live at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Bear Boot or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here's Depeche Mode on Max FM.
It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Tuesday night. All right, I've heard a little bit of grumbling. You know what it's about? It's the Highway 33 reconstruction project, also known as 8th Street or 8th Avenue. But you know what? This is a good thing. We're getting rid of all those nasty potholes out there. So we have a few months of inconvenience, well, maybe around 10 months. But you know what? There are plenty of ways to get around that. You can still get around town. Please remember to patronize all of our local businesses. A lot of them are putting things on their social media pages so you know how to get in and out of their businesses. Going around the back way, you can go down 9th Street, 9th Avenue to get to a lot of different places. Just please slow down, take a little extra time, and plan that out. You know, get that route ahead of time. Go, okay, I know I got to have an extra few minutes to get to where I need to go. That way, everyone is happy. Coming up, we will have a look at the community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by John Wade on Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Time once again for the Vintage Shop Hop. It's 400 different vintage shops and boutiques all across Wisconsin and Illinois. Many of the local antique stores and boutiques will be participating in this event. It's always the first Friday and Saturday of March and October. Opportunities to find some great deals on boutique clothing, furniture and decor, jewelry, prizes, discounts, treats, fun and games. Check out Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook to get all of the details. They also have links on their website, vintageshophop.blogspot.com. You can check out the shops in just this area or make it a road trip. Over 360 shops will be participating in over 145 towns and over 11,000 artisans and sellers altogether. Get a link to the local shops that are participating again at Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook.
Oh.
And coming up on Saturday, March 2nd, it's another PHP Brat Fry fundraiser, this time benefiting the Easter Adoptive Family Program. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brat or Italian sausage, all beef frank with chips, soda, and water. And again, this is all to benefit that Easter Adoptive Family Program. Your contribution will help PHP supply low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. They're going to be collecting monetary donations starting March 1st, running through the 30th. I bet, again, a great way to support it is to get on over there on Saturday, PHP's headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for another great Brat Fry fundraiser.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some rain showers this evening, snow showers overnight, and windy. Gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour. Low mid-teens, wind chill to 5 below. Sun's back but colder and breezy tomorrow, high mid-20s. Sunny, breezy, and much warmer Thursday, high mid-40s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 67 right now.
99.7.
Time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing.
With Fine Young Cannibals on Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Amazing things that can come from some terrible life.
99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.